Good morning.
Good morning. This is Vince from Square Train.
Oh, hey, Vince. We were waiting for you. I'm sorry, we were online with somebody else, and that phone will not do the second line like it should.
Right.
So, you're the VP of marketing for Square Trade.
That's right.
And Square Trade is, I mean, do you guys consider yourself just a, where are you first?
So, I am currently in San Jose, California.
Wow, geez.
We are based in San Francisco.
Okay. And you are an insurance warranty company, kind of like?
That's right. We are a warranty company. We sell extended warranties, and you can find us on our website at squaretrade.com.
Right.
And you can also find us with our main partners. We work with companies like Amazon, Buy.com, Woot, Crutchfield, QVC, and a number of other companies where you can buy Square Trade warranties directly.
Right. When I buy something on eBay and it's an electronic piece, I always get an email a few minutes later about insuring it.
That's right.
From you guys. And actually, for one piece of equipment, I did buy it some time ago. Never needed it. That was good. So at what price point does the warranty make sense?
Well, I think it really depends on what kind of item you're talking about, and you know what you're using it for, and where you've gotten it. If we're talking about laptops, let's say, you know, laptops, aside from cell phones, are really the items that break down the most frequently. And the reasons why you're most likely to lose a laptop is going to be from accidental damage. You trip over the cord, you spill coffee on it, you know, and that's potentially a very expensive piece of equipment that you've just ruined.
Mm-hmm.
So in general, for laptops, I think that the price point that you're looking for is, first of all, you want to make sure that your laptop warranty covers accidental damage, because oftentimes they won't cover accidental damage. But if it does cover accidental damage, you're looking to pay no more than 25% of the item price for that coverage for 3 years of warranty service. And what you'll find is that oftentimes retailers will try to charge you much, much more than that. So, for example, if you were to go to the Dell website right now and you were to look at, let's say, just a little mini netbook, if you look at their Mini 10, the item price of that netbook is $300. And Dell's 3-year warranty that covers accidents is an astonishing $189. So that's almost 2/3 of the price of the computer itself. But if you were to come to Square Trade directly, you could, you know, find the same warranty for just $70, which is, you know, about, which is under, you know, which is under a quarter of the price of the item. And that's, I think, a much more sensible price to pay.
It is a much more sensible. Absolutely. And most of the time you can buy from the manufacturer for a laptop, for instance, whether you want accidental, you just have to pay more.
Right.
Correct?
Right.
So you have to ask them. Don't assume that it does.
That's right. You should always ask. And especially with the manufacturers, they tend to, you know, make it clear. I think one thing that you have to watch out for is when you're at a retailer, you know, if you're buying your computer from Best Buy or you're buying it from Staples or Office Depot, you know, you want to make sure that if you're getting the warranty that you know exactly what it covers.
Okay. We're talking with Vince Tseng, VP of Marketing for Square Trade. Mike, you had a question that you want to ask?
I was looking at your website, and I noticed that it says here, get 2 years of iPhone protection for just $99. Now, is that 2 years total or 2 years after the one-year warranty from Apple?
The 2 years starts on day one because it does cover accidents. So Apple will never cover accidental damage, and we've actually published a report. You can check out our Knowledge Center on our website, where we actually found that over 90% of the failures from iPhones happen because of accidents. So for that reason, we don't offer a warranty that doesn't cover accidents for iPhones. Because, you know, we want to make sure that the customer is covered for, you know, whatever would happen to them.
Okay, so if, now, go ahead, Mike, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say Apple has what I think it's called Apple Care, where they have a second year of coverage. Actually, first, not exactly sure what it covers. You would know better than I, but it's $69. And my understanding is that it does cover accident. Is that not correct?
Actually, it doesn't. If you look carefully at the Apple Care terms and conditions, it excludes any accidents. Basically, the only thing that Apple Care covers are failures from normal use. So, if your reception goes out, if your buttons stop working, if your touch screen stops working, independent of an accident, then Apple Care would cover you. But in reality, the Apple Care doesn't do anything for you when your phone dies for one of the, you know, most common reasons, which is you drop it on the floor, drop it in the sink, you drop it in a puddle while it's raining out. Those are the things that are most likely to kill your phone.
Okay, so what happens whenever we drop it in the toilet? What do you do?
Okay, well, you have a few different options. So you can come, so you can either call us or you can come directly to our website. We have a full claim service online. You just fill out a form that takes about a minute, and you tell us what happened to your phone. And then once we've approved your claim, which typically happens within a couple of hours, you're given a few options. You can either take it into your local Apple store to get it fixed. You can ship it into us, and we'll ship you out a refurbished model overnight. Or you can ship it into us, and we can see if we can fix your individual phone and ship it back to you. So you basically have three options. You tell us which one you want to do. About 80% of our phones were able to fix and ship back to you the same day that we receive it. So, and you get free express shipping both ways. So it's really a pretty quick turnaround time.
I also noticed that your iPhone plan requires that the iPhone have been purchased in the last 30 days.
That's right. And so you can actually buy a warranty for an older iPhone by downloading our SquareTrade app. So you can go to iTunes and you'll find the SquareTrade iPhone app where you can buy a warranty for an older phone. But the reason why on the website we have that restriction is that we want to make sure that the phone is still working, because otherwise, you know, there's a high chance for us to basically buy claims from customers who have already broken phones, who are looking for a way to, you know, get some of their money back. If you download the app, we can at least verify that the phone is functional, and we can, you know, we'll take down the UDID number to make sure that, you know, the we know that the phone is working, so that we're not just buying a dead iPhone, because otherwise, you know, it would just be very easy for customers to come and buy the protection for a phone that was already dead.
Sure. Is the price the same after the 30-day period?
After the 30-day period, the price does go up, because the claims rate is actually much higher, so it is a bit more expensive. It is $149 for 2 years, but it is still available for those that want it.
And what if I have an iPhone and it's a year old?
You can still do it.
It's still $149.
Yeah, it's still $149. It still covers you for 2 years from that date.
Okay.
So if you're planning on having your, you know, iPhone for 3 years, then that's not a bad idea. But, you know, if you're planning on upgrading your iPhone, let's say, you know, when the new Verizon iPhone comes out, you may want to hold off and wait until you get a new iPhone before you cover it. The other thing that is good about SquareTrade warranties is that you can cancel it at any time. So let's say, Amnon, that you do get a protection plan for your iPhone and it's already a year old. If after 1 year of coverage you decide that you're going to upgrade your phone, you can always cancel your SquareTrade warranty just by coming to our website. It just takes one click, and we will refund you a prorated amount. So if the plan is 2 years and you've only used 1 year of it, we'll refund you half the price. So in that case, we would refund you back $75.
Interesting.
And what's the number one reason someone would do that, getting rid of the phone?
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of people upgrade their phones, so they get rid of their phone. Either they sell it, they give it to somebody else. You can also transfer the warranty at any time.
I was just going to ask that.
So one common thing is people will sell their iPhones that have half a year, or, you know, a year of warranty service left on eBay. And so if you do a search for eBay iPhone SquareTrade, you'll find a lot of people selling their iPhones that that have some degree of SquareTrade protection available on them.
Now, your website is obviously touting recommendations from CNN, CBS, MSNBC, NBC, Fox News. What would you say about Clark Howard?
You know, I think it's Clark Howard's a great guy. I think that most consumer reporters still tend to think that warranties are never a good deal, and one of the things that they haven't heard about is SquareTrade. You know, I think historically in the past, warranties have typically been a ripoff for most consumers because they have an extremely high price point and you never know what kind of service you're going to get. And, you know, that's why SquareTrade got started. That's why we founded our business, is because we wanted to give consumers a different option. You know, we wanted to give consumers a warranty that cost about half as much as what they could get from a retail store like Best Buy. And we wanted to make sure that they have a great service, and that's why we have things like a 5-day service guarantee. So if you get a warranty on your laptop and if we can't fix it within 5 days, we're going to not only fix it, we're going to refund you the cost of your warranty because in our minds, we haven't delivered on our promise of what we're supposed to do with our warranty. So, you know, and that's really why we've gotten our high ratings. And if you go to review sites like ePinions or Reseller Ratings, or if you look at our reviews on Amazon, you'll find that, you know, we really have thousands and thousands of five-star reviews across the board from customers who have gotten service and who are extremely happy. You can also find us on Facebook if you go to facebook.com/SquareTrade, and you'll see that we have about 75,000 fans. And you can read some of the reviews of, you know, some of our customers who have gotten service.
I think my 30 days on my iPhone ran out yesterday or day before.
You know, we can, if the, on our website, you may still be able to get it. There's typically a couple of days of grace period, so you can try it on our website. And if not, you can call into customer support, and you may be able to get it from them there.
You know, and I will confess, I mean, I'm a skeptical consumer like anyone else, maybe more so. And, I mean, I've seen you guys around for a long, long time. I'm very familiar with your brand. I have not known much about you, and I'm interested in knowing about it because while no one that I'm aware of pays full price for an iPhone, if you go out to buy one brand new, you're going to be shocked at the cost.
That's right.
So if I look at $99, that's half of what I, quote-unquote, paid for the iPhone.
Right. You might not realize, but when you pay $199 for your iPhone out front, if you drop that thing in a pool of water 6 months later, you're going to be paying $599 to replace it.
Right.
No, I'm not.
You're not going to get another one.
I want it, but I'm not going to pay it.
That's right.
No. I'll go back to my Motorola Q9H for a year and a half.
That's right.
Why should people consider getting SquareTrade warranty versus other warranties?
You know, I think the price is a major factor. I think that's the first thing that people should consider. But ultimately, what it comes down to is a warranty is a promise. And you have to feel comfortable that the company that you're buying the warranty from is going to make it easy to file a claim should you need to use it. And that's really what SquareTrade is all about. We are about making our customer reviews known, making sure that customers know what they're getting, and so that they feel good about it. And, you know, we make it extremely easy to file a claim online. and we make it a priority to get their items fixed and delivered back to them so that they can, you know, go on with their life. And, you know, that's a big change from what you get from your traditional warranty provider, where it might take 6 weeks for you to get your laptop fixed.
Mm-hmm. And which items should people consider, actually? What are the most popular items that you guys cover?
Well, I think it really depends on how much you use your items, but I think the sort of logical way of looking at it is the more that you use your item, the more it makes sense for you to get protection for it. So your cell phones and your laptops are probably at the top of that list. And then if you find yourself using your iPods and your cameras a lot, mm-hmm. you know, those are also items that are typically likely to experience accidental damage. On the large electronics front, if you have an expensive TV and you consider it an investment and you hope to keep it around for 4 or 5 years, it definitely makes sense to get a warranty on your flat screen TVs because repairs can be extremely expensive.
Mm-hmm.
If you take, for example, a plasma screen, if the plasma engine goes out, you basically can't fix the TV. You have to replace it. So, you know, that could be $1,000, $1,500 down the drain, unless you've gotten it protected. And, you know, the same holds true with large appliances. If you have a washing machine, and you have kids that play soccer and, you're constantly putting muddy clothes into the washing machine, you know, the chances are that thing's gonna break down. And, you know, the same is true with your dishwasher. If you're running it twice a day, you know, odds are, that something could go wrong, and if you're the kind of person who wants protection, you know, SquareTrade is a great place to look. You know, we're all about choice. We want to give consumers the information that they need to know to buy the warranty. We never want to force it on anybody, and that's, I think, you know, one of the big differences and why people recommend SquareTrade is that, you know, unlike what you get at the store counter where they try to shove a warranty down your throat, you know, we always want to make it the consumer's choice.
Makes sense.
Tell you that I am absolutely opposed to purchasing a warranty at any store. That I'm unequivocal about. I have never purchased one, and I can't imagine ever doing so for many of the reasons that you discuss. I got to tell you, I'm still lukewarm on the idea of the SquareTrade warranty, not because of SquareTrade, but because of the idea of the warranty. And I say I'm lukewarm instead of cold because these electronics things are getting very expensive, and particularly iPhones and Droids and other things, iPads and laptop computers. Now, I'm not too concerned about losing an LCD TV, but what about accidental loss for, say, an iPhone? Is that covered?
Yeah, that's the one thing that we don't cover, which is loss or theft. The reasons for that are very complicated, but basically they involve insurance regulations that if you do cover loss and theft, you have to be licensed as an insurance agent. Every person who you talk to, so we would need to license, you know, every employee at the company that customers talk to as an insurance agent.
Huh.
So that's the reason why we don't cover loss and theft. However, what we do find is that the loss and theft actually occurs much less than accidental damage. And again, if you do lose your phone, it's something that we can, you know, we'll refund you the remaining amount on your warranty, because obviously the warranty isn't going to do you any good if you've lost your phone.
And the one thing, first let me, she's asking about Kindle. But if any of you who are online have any questions for Vince, Just relay him, put him on the chat, and we'll ask him. But
and that's chat on Ustream or on TalkShoe.
Okay. The one thing that I that kind of bothered me, and I did not get the SquareTrade insurance on, is there was a piece that I bought. I can't remember what it was, a router or something, that was to replace would have been like $300, and it was a great deal at like $89, and reading the terms and conditions is if we can't fix it or something, you will do something only up to the amount that I spent on the item.
Right. What we provide is up to the full replacement value of the item. So if you have bought a router, let's say, at a super special deal for just $89,
right,
that you would cost $300 to replace, we will only provide $89 back to you. And unfortunately, that means that if you can't find, another router for $89, then you can't replace, then, you don't have all the money that you need to replace it. However, what you get is what you pay for.
Right. Yeah.
You pay for a warranty that is just for an $89 item, which is, going to be much less expensive than a warranty for a $300 item.
That's true. That's true. I didn't think about that because it's
right,
based on what it's cost. Yeah, makes a lot of sense.
Just going back to Spence's point about when a warranty is worthwhile and being lukewarm for it, and I think that's something that we're totally fine with. Warranties are not for everybody. We understand that. We just want to make it a choice available, as an alternative,
mm-hmm,
to the retailer's warranty for anybody who does want the choice. In many cases, people don't buy warranties for themselves, but when their kids go off with a laptop to school, that's something that they might want to consider.
Right. And this is
what about the, we were going to ask about the Kindle. What sort of protection do you provide for Kindles like the Kindle DX at the $400 range?
So we have a special program, for Kindles, and you can go to our website at squaretrade.com/e-reader. And I can just pull it up right now. For the Kindle DX, we offer a 2-year plan with accident protection for $60, and a 3-year plan for $85. That is for the DX, which currently runs you about $380.
And what is not covered?
We cover everything except for loss and theft. So if you sit on it, it's covered. If your dog chews it up, it's covered.
Well, in all seriousness, whenever the DX first came out, of course, because they are so expensive, Amazon actually released a leatherette type case for it. And it has a really unique way of hooking the Kindle into the case. Apparently, a lot of people didn't see these hooks in there, and they started closing the case down on top of the Kindle. And when they did, they were cracking them. And when they said, wait a minute, this is not right, they sent them back to Amazon, and Amazon said, sorry, that's your problem. And they said, yes, but the case came from you and the Kindle came from you. And Amazon said, really sorry about that. If you want another one, here's how much they are. Would that have been covered?
That absolutely would have been covered. And we are big fans of the Kindle. I have one myself. It is something that we would cover. Any sort of accidental damage or breakage, whether or not it's the fault of the person or the cover, that's all covered.
Were you aware of that issue?
We did hear about it quite a bit, and I think Amazon eventually changed its mind, and they would take claims from people who called in and who were unhappy about that. But we definitely heard about it, and we definitely had users who replaced their Kindle because of that exact issue.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's take it this way. I just got a Droid. It depends on what we paid for it for the coverage.
For cell phones, we actually have a special program.
Okay, so.
And it is $99 for 2 years of coverage for any premium smartphone. So, a Droid would classify as premium coverage.
Okay, so it's $100 for 2 years.
For 2 years, that's right.
And that covers everything.
And that covers everything.
Hold it right there. Now, Verizon wanted, when they asked me if I wanted coverage for accidental, I think it was $7.99 a month.
That's right.
So for 10 months, that's $80. So it's worth...
Same price.
Definitely. It's not the same price.
It's
8 times 12 is $96 a year.
Yeah, but that's for 2 years.
Oh, for a year. Okay, you're right.
You're talking about $99 for 2 years.
Right. And the thing that Verizon doesn't tell you is that if you actually have to file a claim, guess what? They have a deductible, and their deductible is $125.
Oh, geez. Interesting.
So on top of that, $7.99 a month that you're paying, you will pay out an additional $125 each time you drop your phone and send it in.
Wow. See, so that is, I mean, yeah, well, it's over 30 days, so it's going to cost more, right?
Right.
It's like two months.
It's something that is really expensive, they're able to make money off of it. So it's something that, you know, that if you don't have any other choices and you're at the Verizon counter and they're telling you that this is your option, you know, that's basically you're either going to get it or you're going to go without any sort of coverage.
Now, I'm with Mike. I mean, if something happens to it, I'm going back to my LG.
His old LG.
Yeah, my real, real old LG, which was working much better than this new phone. All right. Anything else that you wanted to add, Vince?
No, I think that's about it. Love your show. The one other thing was that we were going to give out some warranties to some of your listeners.
Right, and I'm trying to figure out how.
Well, it's up to you. Free warranties for any item. If you can get me their email addresses, I can shoot them over a code for a free warranty.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. So it doesn't matter if somebody comes up with a $2,500 LCD. I mean, come on. There's got to be somewhere, you know, there's got to be a limit somewhere.
Nope, no limit to this free warranty. So, you know, if you have a $2,500 LCD, they could get a $300, $400 warranty out of this.
All right. Okay, well, we'll kick it around.
All right.
All right, Vince.
Do we have Vince's email address?
I have the email address and everybody, whoever was arranged it for us. So I'm not
My email address is... very easy. It's just vince@squaretrade.com.
Oh, there you go.
And I guess
now we have it on record, because if we give it away and he disappears, we get to pay for it.
All right.
I think my last comment would be that if anybody is interested in Square Trade and you just want to learn more, I would encourage you to follow us on Facebook, you can find out more about our warranties, and we often have giveaways there. We just gave away 2 55-inch TVs for the Super Bowl.
Wow.
So I encourage people to go there and follow us on Facebook.
All right. And that's facebook.com/SquareTrade?
That's right.
All right, Vince. Great. We should have done that years ago.
At least a month ago.
Thanks very much for taking the time to have me on your show, Amnon and Mike.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Vince.
All right.
Take care and have a good... Go back to sleep.
All right.
Bye-bye.